All right, so we are back, Build 2013. Really, really happy to have folks from the Bing team. You learned on day one, Bing as a platform, which is a really very, very interesting announcement. These are some of the people that have actually made that real. Speakers and people working on the product team. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name's Meg Nyman, and I'm a senior user experience designer with Bing, and I focus mainly on voice interaction design.
My name is Altaf Gilani. I'm a senior program manager with Bing Developer Experiences and been working on a bunch of stuff on controls and the Dev Center.
Hi, I'm Sid. I work on planning and strategy for the Bing Developer Platform, and working to bring some of this great stuff to you guys.
Excellent.
And I'm Johannes. I'm a program manager in the geospatial team that works on maps and other geospatial technologies.
Awesome. So we're going to want you guys to ask questions. You're watching this right now. You see the little boxes underneath you. Please ask any and all questions related to the Bing platform. And also, you know, understand about there's some experts here that can help you understand how to actually design for voice and speech, because that really hasn't been taken advantage of the full capability at this point. So right off the bat, Sid, why don't you tell us a little bit about the vision behind this stuff, I mean, Bing as a platform.
Sure. As Gurdeep mentioned in the keynote, Bing, you already know Bing, what it has been. It has been a fantastic search engine. You know, it brings great results. It brings a differentiated user experience. Now, behind Bing is internet scale infrastructure, which has gone into understanding the entities or the web itself. And out of that experience, what we have built is a platform which can deliver three types of capabilities.
Okay.
One is understanding the user's intent through natural user interactions. Two is knowledge and entity services, where the unstructured data of the web now suddenly becomes structured and is much more amenable to be used in applications. And the third is how applications can start using real-world experiences. So, for example, the type of stuff that we showed off with our 3D map controls, it kind of reflects our thinking about how applications can use real-world experiences or to show off user scenarios or enable user scenarios that are really hard otherwise. Mm. So think of Bing as enabling eyes, ears, mouth, and the brain for your modern applications going forward and truly differentiated applications on the marketplace.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if everyone out there has already downloaded the preview of 8.1, when you swipe in and do a search, you get a really rich and beautiful experience for your search results, right? That's enabled by your entities.
Yeah, and so all these platform capabilities that we are talking about now, they are, you know, increasingly showing up in the different Microsoft products. You have seen the fantastic immersive search experience in Windows 8.1, which is powered by Bing, using the same entity service, using the same real-world geospatial services, and you have seen the same stuff show up in Xbox, for example, with the voice controls, and also in the Windows Phone, where you have fantastic voice capabilities. Now we want all of these capabilities to be in the hands of you developers, so that you can build even more fantastic stuff than we have thought of. So that's the very sort of reason why we opened up the Bing platform.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the 3D controls, because those are super, super interesting. And it, you know, the demo was amazing. So when are we people going to be able to use those in their own apps?
Well, so definitely before 2015.
Okay.
So we have maps available for 2D controls on the web, on Windows, on other platforms as well, since 2005. So we are in that space for quite a long time already. We have had a first step at 3D controls also in 2006. That was more an ActiveX technology that was quite immersive on the web, but now we bring that into the Windows 8 platform with a completely new design there as well. So it's not going to be tomorrow, but before 2015.
Excellent, man. All right, we have our first question from DeMarico Fowler wants to know, so what are the big improvements in voice, especially in natural language?
Yeah, so I mean, definitely within the industry, we're seeing a lot more intelligence being brought into how people are using voice and how people are getting to interact with their machines. I think in terms of what we're seeing with the voice capabilities that we have, we're really trying to give developers the ability to do the speech recognition, mm-hmm. and then it's really on them in terms of their applications as to how they're going to use that intelligence and really implement it in a smart way. There are some aspects of the Bing service that definitely could help that and could be a handoff between the voice interaction and then actually providing the information, the data to the user. And then ultimately in terms of creating really great voice experiences, we talked about that during the talk that I gave. And really gave you some ideas about when voice would play well,
okay.
And some of the ways that you might have some best practices of enabling voice experiences in the applications.
Excellent. Now, Robo wants to know, when will we see voice capabilities similar to Windows Phone in Windows 8? Gurdeep was demoing on the phone, which of course has a wonderful capability built into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So for TTS, which is text-to-speech, that's already part of the Windows SDK that you can leverage now. And if you have listened to my session or there's a later session today from Sriram, it talks about text-to-speech. So that's really good information up there. It's also available on the Dev Center. Plus, we also announced the speech control. And the speech control would be coming around Windows 8 GA. So stay tuned to the Bing Dev Center.
Excellent.
So just to make sure of one thing, I think the question was about Windows 8.
Yes. You know,
and so the TTS stuff is coming on Windows 8.1. Wanted to clarify that if you have anything more to add.
No, I think that's absolutely correct. So TTS is Windows 8.1. And for the speech control, we will let you know about the platforms pretty soon.
Excellent, man. So Usman-ur-Rahman wants to know, what are the expansion plans for Bing to contain rich spatial data from more countries, e.g. Pakistan?
That is a very good question. And you can imagine that Bing Maps specifically now being part of Windows being rolled out into other Microsoft capability. We see it in Office, SharePoint 2013. It's in Exchange Online. It's in Outlook. It's in the apps for Office as well. So we basically have an obligation to support all the countries where we roll out our products. I'm not in the position to mention specific timelines, but in the time frames of the rollout of Windows 8.1, we will also significantly increase coverage and then gradually go into that area where we have, where we sell any of our products.
Excellent. Keep on with the great questions, everybody. Scott Nimrod wants to know, will Bing finally provide a solution to App Store search results?
So that's a great question. We will take that, certainly that as a good feedback back to our team, but we haven't thought of anything specifically for third-party developers on that front, but that's certainly a great feedback.
Excellent. So Andre says, hi, great work. So absolutely. His question is, do you have plans to improve Bing outside of the United States?
It's one of our big focus areas.
Okay.
Yeah, we absolutely want to improve Bing outside the US.
Excellent. Hef wants to know, is it possible to customize Bing controls? If so, in what ways?
So depending on the control, like for example, the OCR control, you can we support multiple languages, and also the, for example, the OCR control, you can change what kind of text would get shown up to your end users. Or for that matter, if you are using speech on Windows Phone 8, you can do custom grammar, or you can invoke your own UI. Plus, on TTS, there is a flexibility to choose between text and SSML. And SSML gives you lots of flexibility around how do you control the pitch, how do you control the volume, or if you want to induce breaks. So there is a lot of flexibility on the TTS front as well. For the translator control, we support 42 languages again.
Awesome.
We also support the Star Trek language, so just for the fun of it. So pretty good flexibility in terms of controlling or optimizing or even customizing the controls.
Excellent. So that kind of leads to Theodore's Christian's question. What languages does Bing support, voice support? So how many languages can I speak to Bing?
So for TTS, we support total of 15 languages.
15?
Yeah, and for, if I'm correct, for SMD we support 7, and for web search we support 5 languages.
Okay.
SMD, by SMD you mean short message dictation?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Best place to go to see as we're building out more languages is at bing.com/dev. That's where you'll get information as we build out.
Yep, comments. That is all up there. So the Absolutely. Bing, that will be the single destination for all Bing controls and APIs.
Excellent.
You know, that's the single place to stay tuned and get our latest.
And to be clear, I mean, you just came out with this.
Yes. Right? Actually, yeah. We just launched it 2 days back. Yeah. So we have got samples, documentations. We have got some success stories on that. We have got downloads, so go and check out if you have not already, www.bing.com/dev.
Excellent, man. So Nate Lawrence, I recognize that name from Channel 9. Johannes, with the announcement of Bing as a platform and the return of 3D mass control, can I expect the return and continuation of the read-write world vision from 2011?
Yeah, so that is a good question, but I wouldn't necessarily tie that, Nate, directly to read-write world, as you know that from Blaze's speech that he gave at the TED conference in 2011. It is more like, conversational understanding that allows you to augment maps with individual information that you have there. It's not going to be that way as the concept of read-write world, but it goes in a similar direction.
Okay, excellent. Will the new APIs, especially the Entity API, which we talked about briefly, be available for desktop Windows applications and Windows Phone? That's from Andras.
So that's a great question from Andras. There has been a lot of good questions coming up around Entity API, but the only answers we are giving out at this point is the modalities of the Entity API, and the details are being worked on right now, and we would be making announcement on the Bing Dev Center pretty soon.
Excellent.
But we love feedback, though. Love to hear potential use cases where you think that this would be a great experience or this would be a great enabler. So love that feedback again on Bing Dev Center.
Absolutely. I mean, what we see already implemented in Windows 8.1 is an example of the possibility.
Correct.
And it's a wonderful immersive search experience. It's more than search.
Yeah.
So is there going to be availability for voice dictation in Windows 8.1, Meg?
Right now, we're talking about the support for Windows Phone, and I think that the Windows 8.1 is something that is yet to be seen, yes?
Yes, so we are not planning to have voice dictation at this point for Windows 8.1.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. When will we hear TTS read inbound TXT on the Windows Phone?
So this is already a feature if you have a Bluetooth headset hooked up or in your phone, and it's really great. I use it all the time. If a text message comes in, it dims down my audio and my stereo. It asks me if I want to read it, if I want to save it, if I want to delete it. I can respond to it and have a total end-to-end experience. So that's already there.
So just to make sure I sort of got that question, I was not sure whether the question was that this feature is already supported or is it that it's a sort of the experience is not as much as it could be.
Okay.
But I think we sort of have heard of feedback around how better compatibility with hearing devices, and we have some feature plans on the pipeline for that.
Excellent. Well, we're going to need to fix Meg's mic, and while we're doing that, this is an excellent question from AJ, right? So what is an entity, right? And can entities talk to one another? So you use the term entity.
I'll take that.
What
so
is it?
I think at this point, one way of thinking about that is people, places, and things. These are the things that make up your world. These are the things that drive your workflows and how you sort of use applications in different contexts. And those are entities for us. And then there are relationships between those. And that's what we try to preview in our keynote as well as the announcement of the Bing platform. There will be obviously a lot more clarity as we go on. And Altaf, if you want to add some more, feel free.
So if you want to just try out what an entity looks like, go to bing.com and type a people name or place, like for example, Bill Gates as an example. Type it on bing.com and you'll be able to see an entity card that shows up. And that's what we are looking at to make it a similar thing to be provided to developers.
So So the morphology of these things, let me guess, XML, JSON?
Yes, sir.
That's a good question. You're trying to get some more information, but I'll say it's coming soon.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, that's what we're here to do, my friend. So on Windows 8, is there Bing search by speech? Bing, I have a question, Bing.
So on Windows 8, we don't have speech-to-text. We are working on getting a speech-to-text control to out to developers, but right now we don't have anything on Windows 8.
Excellent, man. Thanks for the answer. Ikoski has kind of a long question. So what kind of options are there or planned for synchronizing saved locations or routes between Bing Maps on the desktop and the Maps on Windows Phone?
It's an interesting question. So there's a way how you can basically store your favorite information in My Places. You can do that on the web. You can do that on Windows 8, and it will basically synchronize that across the platforms. I would definitely acknowledge that there is some room for improvement making that across different devices. So it doesn't really feed into the maps on the Windows Phone at this point in time. It's definitely something that we should look into and an area of improvement.
Excellent. So Jeff wants to know, can the geospatial data from the Maps XDK be used in games, for example?
Next question for you, I think.
I have seen actually a couple of applications that that use maps in the context of games. For racing games, for example, I have seen even flight simulator-like implementations. I have seen applications that were connected to Kinect, right, where you can really do and jump up and down and control Super Mario-like figures somewhere in the context of a map. So absolutely, yes, that is possible.
Excellent. Because I mean, that could be actually quite interesting if you wanted to build, say, like an augmented reality. You saw the cool augmented reality demo in the Googs and Shuchuk demo, where they had the space shuttle kind of floating around in the room. But you could imagine being able to fly through a real 3D map and really have that realistic experience. Yeah. That could actually be amazing. Can you share more about pricing?
Yeah, I'll take that one. I think it's too early for us to give you anything on that. We don't have any information on pricing right now. But again, all those stuff is going to come on the Bing Dev Center.
Excellent. So Anu wants to know, is there some way that people can contribute to or edit entities?
Too early to say right now, I think.
Too early to say.
Yeah.
So, but it is great that there's so many people asking these great questions. Keep them coming. And remember, the platform has just been release pretty much in preview. Is that correct to say, or beta? What are you calling this?
So it's a customer technical preview. It's a CTP for CTP. OCR translator.
Excellent. Yeah.
So in differentiation, Maps is already available for quite a while. Also has enterprise offerings where you can buy the platform today. And what we released was a beta for Windows 8.1. But the platform in general is already commercially available.
Excellent. Jeff also wants to know, you know, what controls can we expect in the future? What's the vision?
Yeah, I'll take that, since it's vision. Every one of them have vision. but there are three circles in our sort of view of the world. One is the natural interactions part, where you are getting information about things around you or the things that you interact with in most natural ways. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are different modalities. You know, it can be through OCR, it can be through voice, it can be through tap and touch. Whatever it is, that's information that you act on. And then that taps into the world's knowledge in order to get you to the next step in your, you know, workflow. That's the entity service and the knowledge services that we are calling about. And then finally, apps would have richer and richer real world context of where they are at, and then that modifies those answers, or that modifies how, you know, each user would perceive that. So you think of this as basically sort of the direction that we head in. You know, the investments would be in those three circles.
Excellent. Can Bing OCR API be used in Windows Phone 8 and iOS?
So at this point, we have just released the Bing OCR control for Windows 8 and Windows 8.1. We are thinking about getting a similar control for Windows Phone 8, but iOS is not even in the roadmap for us.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is right that it is not in the roadmap for us. Uh-huh. You know, but it is good to get feedback all the time.
Absolutely. You never know where the road will lead.
Yes.
So Theodore wants to know, are Bing results location-based or universal? So in other words, I'm in Bing in country X,
right,
and I do a general purpose search for some general term. Is there a location associated with that?
Yeah, so the location, if available, depends how the application implements it, can be a signal that comes on top of, or that influences the weighting of the response, right? So if you would be searching out of London, for example, out of the United Kingdom for London, for example, it is no question which result would come on top out of that, right? But if you are somewhere in Texas or in Kiribati, then you might refer to a different London, and that user location will influence the weighting of the results, definitely.
Excellent. Thank you for all these great questions. I want to go a little bit to Meg now and just kind of talk about, just before we get to some more questions, just real briefly, thinking as a developer who's never programmed with voice and speech as a user input mechanism, what kind of things do I have to think through, just briefly?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I covered in my talk is really, you know, first and foremost, think about where voice is going to lend value. And so that can be based on where your users are going to be. So think about places where they might need an extra arm, places where they might have their hands already occupied, places where attention is already divided. That's a place where it might be really easy for me to say something, as opposed to trying to figure out, again, how to focus my attention onto a device. And then in terms of the types of tasks, voice is really good in cutting through menus. So if you enable voice from the very top of your application to dive deep, we talked about an application called Cocktail Flow, and they allow you to just jump in. You can say Cocktail Flow old-fashioned and go right to an old-fashioned. If you're in their app, you can find out all about lots of different drinks. But if you know what you want, if you can name it, it's a really good place that voice can lend value. And then within that, you have a lot of flexibility in terms of what you enable. And Jay mentioned this within our talk as well, but we have the short message dictation so that you can actually do this dictation call, but it's a cloud-based service. We have a web search, so it's going to give you access to essentially the same things that we use on Bing on the phone. And then we also have the ability for you to make custom grammars. So there's a lot of different ways. The last thing that I would say is context is your friend. So the way that you can make speech recognition work really well for you is to think about the context of where a user is. A grammar can be much smaller based on their task. You know, you can have 10 different grammars of 10 items. It gets you 100 different commands, but only 10 of them are relevant in any given page, and that's a way to really help your accuracy go up.
Awesome.
So I want to add to that a little bit. So I think that's a great summary, Meg.
Sure.
And I want to mention the session particularly so that people remember it. It is voice interaction design session, you know, and it's a great in-depth look at how to create best-in-class voice apps. I would highly recommend that session to understand what is the difference between sprinkling voice on top of an existing application versus building an application ground up for voice. We have some success stories as well as on the Bing Dev Center, you know, where we have featured some apps where, you know, we looked at their voice controls and we looked at how they are doing voice interaction. Some of them show off some of the principles that Meg talked about, but there is a lot in that talk. So I highly encourage people to go
Excellent.
And take a look.
And one other thing that I would just mention is I think that we're just starting to scratch the surface of what people could really do with voice. I think there's a ton of things, if you start to get really creative, about where voice might be really interesting for your users, for your customers. But the biggest thing I would just encourage everybody to do is to not only use the application yourself, but have other folks use it. Because the other thing that we are seeing is a lot of just sort of gaps in terms of where the interface, you know, had there been a little bit more time, could have really been smoothed over and been really amazing. And instead, you just sort of hit these little, you know, moments where there seems. And so I would just say, really, you know, digging in and committing to it and playing with it is the way that you're going to sort of get to that wonderful place of excellent voice
and
applications.
And the more speech that's being spoken,
yes,
the better Bing is going to be at a conversational future.
That's absolutely
I want to talk to my computer. Hey, I grew up with Star Trek, man. So I want to talk to my computer. I want to say, computer, this is what we're going to do today. How many things do I have to do? What's on my calendar? No, I don't want to do that. Call this person, rock and roll. Here, write this down real quick. All right, so Theodore wants to know, can Bing API be used in Windows desktop applications?
So it depends on the API. For example, the search API, the translator API, I'm not saying the control, but the translator API, the synonym API, and some of the Bing Maps API, certainly that could be used on Windows desktop applications. But the controls, OCR control, the translator control, they are specifically for Windows Store apps on the Windows 8 and Windows 8.1. Likewise, we have stuff on the phone as well.
Why, just out of curiosity, what is it about those controls that make them WinRT specific?
So, for example, some of the controls like the OCR control uses the camera capabilities of that is more prevalent in WinRT.
So I understand. Okay, right on. So you're based on those APIs.
On the map side, you already mentioned there are a number of controls. We have a WPF control that supports the traditional desktop. We have also SOAP and REST web services that you can use for geocoding, for finding directions, and also for generating static images, and even bring them into push notifications if you wanted to.
Okay, excellent. So now this goes to sort of Adi's question. Can I embed Bing search on web with JavaScript? Right, so I could use JavaScript as a program as my programming language for Bing, for these controls, for search. Yes.
So for
certainly we know you can for maps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also you can use it for TTS. You can use it for the translator control. So it depends. And also if you are pretty strong in JavaScript, you can leverage the search API.
Okay, excellent. How can you contribute to maps in your local area?
Yeah, that is a good question. So whenever you find any issues that you have in the maps, if we don't find the right location, if there is a problem in the naming of the roads and so on, we have a feedback button that is directly on bing.com/maps, and just give us the feedback and we do our best to make it as accurate and as up-to-date as possible.
Excellent. Is the Bing Map API backward compatible, for example, on my old Windows 7 phone?
The control itself is a different one than it was on Windows Phone 7, but there is Maps implementation on Windows Phone 7 and 8, so yes.
Sure. Excellent. Thanks for the question, Shawshank. So these have been excellent questions. I mean, this is a brand new day for Bing, the Bing as a platform. You guys have a tremendous sort of computational, you know, orchestra in the cloud. You have lots of data, lots of information. I mean, how do you see this growing in the future? I mean, tell me a little bit more of the looking out a ways in terms of the potential that this platform enables.
So I think that, as Steve B mentioned, that Bing is all about making great apps on Microsoft/Windows devices, you know, with all these capabilities that are coming in. And we want to see apps differentiate themselves on the marketplace based on all these advanced capabilities. And we look forward for every opportunity where the stitching together of these capabilities can, you know, lead to great cross-device experiences. Mm. We tried to show off that with one demo, but we are guessing that, you know, we have fantastic ideas out there which are waiting to be implemented. So we thought we enable you guys with the same stuff that we are using, and there will be more of that coming. You know, we are doing it as fast as we can.
I'm sure. Well, you guys are very busy.
Absolutely.
I mean, Bing has, and one of the things that was mentioned in the keynote as well was, you know, the engineering quality on the Bing team is pretty out of control. There's a lot of excellent engineers, big thinkers, and you guys are doing great things.
Thanks,
so we're
Charles.
Gonna now kind of step back, get ready for a little going native. I know you watched Herb Sutter's talk, so we're gonna talk about that. And we got some great guests. Wonderful to have you
great.
Here from the
Thank
Bing
you.
Team. Congratulations,
Thank you,
wonderful work.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Start using it.